are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
The 23rd Psalm is perhaps the most well-known piece of scripture from the entire Bible. I would argue it's more well-known than the wedding scripture that you always hear, 1 Corinthians 13, you know, love is patient, love is kind. I think it's more well-known than John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. It's a passage that is probably the most well-known in the entire Bible. In fact, as I was preparing to preach this sermon, I read a number of essays, like double-digit essays and reflections and commentaries, and almost all of them started by mentioning how well-known this psalm is. And that's the exact same way that I'm starting this sermon, so points for creativity and originality, right? But of course it's the most well-known. It's one of the most striking statements of faith ever written down. It's got an absolute trust in God, a reliance on God's mercy, a celebration of all the ways that God blesses us. It's beautiful, its language, its content, the way it speaks. It's almost dreamlike. You know, if you read it as if you were the author, you know, you start with the first person perspective. The Lord is my shepherd. Then it switches. We're not talking about the Lord now. We're talking to the Lord, your rod and your staff. And then it ends again back in the first person. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's this dreamlike shift where we're just kind of weaving in and out of things. It starts out with the Lord as shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, as shall not want. We are the sheep. We are being led and guided. And then without explanation, we're sitting at a table now. Table set before our enemies. We're being anointed with our cup overflowing. God goes from shepherd to host, and like a dream, it doesn't make sense if you think about it too hard, but also like a dream, it just does make sense. It's beautiful. And then this is the passage that people were expected to have memorized when they were kids. Perhaps you were forced to memorize it in your Sunday school. It's a psalm that has been learned by rote, to the point where I think a lot of us could just rattle it off without even thinking about it. Like the Lord's Prayer, something memorized and repeated so much that it almost becomes more of a vocal rhythm than a recitation of anything. But we can't allow it to become a background recitation. It's too beautiful. It's too precious. We need to listen to it, to the way that it moves and flows, the way that it touches the soul and brings out those things in us. And so I want now for us to listen to it, not as people who have memorized it or have heard it 1,000 times. We're going to be able to listen to all sorts of different translations. And I want you to pay attention to the words, to the ways in which the translations treat this beautiful, precious poem. How are they similar? How are they different? What do those differences mean to you? What do you discover through it? How is this passage opened for you again? Listen now for the words of the 23rd Psalm.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake.
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He lets me rest in grassy meadows. He leads me to restful waters. He keeps me alive. He guides me in proper paths for the sake of his good name.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name.
God, my good shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they protect me.
Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me.
Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
You set a table for me right in front of my enemies. You bathe my head in oil. My cup is so full it spills over.
You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessing.
You serve me a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Yes, goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the Lord's house as long as I live.
Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life.
Now, this is a beautiful passage, isn't it? Just amazing. However you choose to say it, whatever words you use, this passage has power still. You can hear it 1,000 times, but it can still touch your heart. And I can tell you for a fact that sometimes it may seem like mere words recited by rote, but that's not the case. That's not the case when it's spoken by or to or with a person who just lost a loved one. It remains suffused with meaning when we walk through the darkest valleys, when we don't feel pursued by goodness and mercy. It speaks words of trust when we can only speak words of despair. It praises when we weep. It hopes when we hide. It is the words our soul wants to say when our mouths can't speak. It is a psalm of trust. And these words of trust were written by a person who had experienced pain, who had felt loss, who dwelled in the darkest valley. It was written by a person who may not have felt those words in that moment, but indeed trusted that goodness and mercy would pursue them. A person who trusted in God's presence, a God who does not forsake but invites in, hosting us with abundance for all time. This psalm is amazing. And nothing I say, no sermon I can preach, will be able to capture it. I can't delve into the minute detail of the theology or context. I won't be able to present it with some sort of contemporary relevance for our living and our life, because it doesn't need that. The theology and the context are right there in those 55 Hebrew words. You don't need more than that. I can't make this psalm contemporary. I can't make this come alive for us in some new way, because it transcends time. It doesn't need me to update it. I don't need to say anything new about it. It's eternal. So I'm done preaching now. That's it. I'm done. This is the end of the sermon. And instead, I want us to sit with the psalm, to think about it, to meditate on it, to realize what it means to us. So first, I want to read it in silence. I'm going to leave some silence here for us to read the 23rd Psalm. And I want you to read the words and savor them, to feel the grassy meadow, to feel the protection and the comfort, to feel the oil that drips down your head. Amen. This psalm is about trust in God. It is about my trust in God. It is about your trust in God. And it is about our trust in God. Not only do you or I read this psalm, but we read this psalm. We read this psalm together. We read it together in worship. We read it together in funerals. We read it together. And so I hope you'll join me in reciting the 23rd Psalm as a people. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Amen. Amen.